Welcome. This is Jean Carragher, President of Capstone Marketing. Today, I am pleased to be speaking with Laura Bardi Sparks, who was named the 2012 Volunteer of the Year by the Association for Accounting Marketing. As freelance writer and owner of Creative Sparks, Laura writes thought leadership content for accounting professionals, translating their ideas into compelling content. Before launching Creative Sparks in 2010, Laura served as manager of marketing services for PKF North America, one of the largest associations of independent accounting firms. And before that, she wrote and edited monthly accounting practice management newsletters, including CPA Marketing Report and CPA Managing Partner Report. Laura has been a member of the Association for Accounting Marketing since 1998. And let me just share with you part of the Volunteer of the Year presentation given by Mark Busney. Laura has worked tirelessly over the past couple of years to revamp AIM's Market Trends newsletter, turning it into a professional publication called Growth Strategies. The number of hours she has devoted to AIM at a time when she was getting her freelance business off the ground was astronomical for a volunteer. The Growth Strategies publication would not be where it is today without her at the helm. Laura, welcome and congratulations on being named Volunteer of the Year. How does it feel?
Thank you, Jean. It feels so wonderful. It was nice to hear those words again because I think I was a little overwhelmed when Mark was giving that introduction. So that was.
How early on did you figure out it was you?
Pretty early. I don't think anyone else quite meets that description.
Mm-hmm.
Growth Strategies has been a labor of love, and seeing it get out there and the reception it's had has been very gratifying, and receiving this recognition.
Oh, wonderful.
Just icing on the cake.
It's very well deserved.
Thank you.
So, Laura, you've been in the profession now quite a while, and you know what? I do have to go down memory lane. I remember having dinner with you and Suzanne Verdi however many years ago when Suzanne was introducing you to me. I remember it clearly, and here we are however many years later, and look at all that you've accomplished. It's awesome. So over all this time, tell me what you have seen to be the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms.
Yeah, I think the greatest challenge in marketing any firm is all the noise out there. I mean, it's just, people are bombarded with information day in and day out, and it's amazing to me that anyone's able to break through. And so when you're trying to talk to a business owner who's, just magnify that by several factors, or, a global executive, it's not for the faint of heart. You've got to be very targeted with your message.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about what you mean about noise.
Noise? I mean, from the time we wake up in the morning, technology has made information just follow us everywhere. We're bombarded with ads on our Facebook page. We watch CNN, and you've got the constant ticker below. There's constant stimuli going on. So I think in order for people to really focus, people just don't have that space to really focus and hear a message.
Mm-hmm. So it's the challenge for the CPA firm to target their message to the right audience in a way that is going to be receptive.
Yeah, in a way that is going to really pique their attention. It's going mm-hmm. to get right to the heart of what they care about.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what do you think is the best way to do that?
I think that it's all about, first, just understanding your market.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand what they care about, then you've got to tell a story. And it's got to be unique. And I think accounting firms have an opportunity to really tap into their partners and managers and even younger staff people's point of view. Every one of them is interacting with their clients and has a specific point of view about how their clients, what they're struggling with, and how they can address those challenges. And it's not just information. You can't just give the client information because that's not going to resonate with them. It's about that perspective and telling that story.
Mm-hmm. Right. This kind of dovetails into other capstone conversations I've been having. And when I asked this question, a couple of them talked about differentiation and the challenge of firms differentiating themselves. And I think what you're saying here about using the perspective and the knowledge of the partners and professional staff can be a way to help a firm differentiate itself.
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah, and that is a big challenge because we do. I mean, look, I wouldn't even want to count how many emails you get a day. It's overwhelming sometimes, the amount of information that we get.
Yeah, and if you go out and you Google any topic that you're talking about to your clients, you know, a lot of firms, they're saying the same types of things. It's the same types of messages. And that, you know, if you're saying the same thing that your competitor is, you're not getting through.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of you is getting through. And a very, you know, another way to look at that is online, you're not getting any points with the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your content has to be so unique that it really pushes you to the top of those search engines.
Right. And that could be a whole nother conversation we could have, isn't it, about SEO and search engine optimization.
Yeah.
Laura, what's the biggest change that you've noticed in accounting marketing over the past 10 years?
Well, I had a flash of inspiration last night. I remembered an article that I wrote for CPA Marketing Report. It was December 1999, and we looked back over the 90s and kind of talked to some of the leading accounting marketers about their vision for the future, where they saw it going. And I thought Melinda Guillemette had a very insightful comment, and she said, "At some point, technology will enable us to customize our marketing so that we send specific information to specific people or groups of people. I think that it will be within our power to bring it down to the nth degree of individualization." And this was in 1999, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
was really the very beginning of you know, the Internet being embraced and the power of it. So I think when you look back over the past 10 years and how much more targeted we're able to get, you know, with databases and social media and SEO, you know, we're able to get very specific about exactly who we're talking to and what they want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is making marketing a true conversation, not just between you and your prospect, but between, you know, hundreds of individuals.
Right, because you don't know how many other people are going to see information that you've posted online, or with the capability of sharing articles and information, it just, the message could just, you know, continue on and on.
Yeah, absolutely.
What it is pretty powerful, and kudos to Melinda. That was great. So what's your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years? We've had this big change, and we could be a lot more targeted and using the technology. What do you see in the future?
Yeah. What I've observed is that accounting firms are getting better and better at telling the world what they think, and that's, to me, really what that, you know, term that's come into use of content marketing,
mm-hmm.
become very popular. And what that means to me is it's about communicating your thoughts and ideas and perspective. And so I really see accountants starting to embrace that, or they have been embracing that, and will increasingly. And that's, again, I think I alluded to it before, that's what clients need, is that that perspective. You know, there's so much information out there. You can really find information on anything you want to know, but information isn't knowledge. And so that information won't necessarily click with the client or the prospect. It won't kind of sink in and tell them what they need to do
mm-hmm.
if it's not put into perspective for them.
Right. I think you said something key there, and I even wrote it down here to myself, that information isn't knowledge.
Yeah.
that's one of those phrases that it sounds pretty simple, but it's profound, because you are exactly right that they need to take the information and, as you said before, relate their perspective to it.
Yeah, I was interviewing someone for a client project recently, and he said, you know, why do clients turn to their CPAs for business advice? In some cases, the CPAs aren't necessarily, you know, any more astute business people than they are, than the client is. Hopefully they are, but the reason
right.
that they're turning to them is because they have that relationship, and because the CPA is going to have a different perspective on it, because, you know, they can go online and Google, you know, management and everything they need to know, cash flow, but they want that perspective from their CPA, and they trust that CPA.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's very true. So, Laura, what factors or skills do you think enable accounting marketers to be successful? I know you know a lot of them. What skills do they have?
Yeah. So I think, you know, what I was just talking about is the need for accountants to tell their story and bring that unique perspective that engages the listener and establishes that connection. And the marketer needs to be able to harness that. So, you know, you're harnessing not only the knowledge of that partner or manager, whoever, but also the personality, you know, their unique point of view. And you've got to bring that to light. And the beautiful thing, I mean, it's already there. I mean, every partner that I talk to has a perspective worth sharing. And I'm going to give credit to my friend and coach, Martha Carnahan, who says, you've just got to find a way to download their heads. I love that, you know, phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to download their heads, that's kind of a unique skill. But one of the things you need to be able to do that is to use their time effectively, because their time is a precious commodity, and they're always going to give precedence to their current clients and their client responsibilities. But, you know, accountants are very conscientious, and they want to do what's best for their clients. So if you can demonstrate to them how sharing their knowledge is going to help not only them, but their clients and their future clients, and you can do it with a minimum amount of time, then I think you're going to be very successful.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting perspective. Okay. So which of your personal skills do you think has contributed most to your success?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. It's I have been writing for and about accountants for 15 years, and I think I've gotten really good at downloading that information in the partner's head onto the written page or the screen. And my training as a journalist helps, because it's taught me how to ask the right questions. And asking the right questions is critical to really anything in life. It's, you know, you can't get the right answer if you're not asking the right questions to begin with. There are three questions that I've kind of realized are essential when it comes to marketing.
Oh, good. And I hope you're going to share them with us.
I am. I'm going to share them. I'm so excited about this. So your first question is, who specifically am I going to reach? And that's, you know, most people realize that. You've got to speak to your audience. But it really helps to have a specific person or a specific type of person in mind. So when I'm, you know, interviewing, say, an accountant about their tax services, I always ask, well, tell me about a specific client engagement, because that's going to make it so much more personal. And even if you're not writing a case study per se, you're going to tell a better story if you have that specific protagonist in mind. And then the second question is, why should that person or type of person, you know, a CFO in a public company, for instance, why should they care about this topic right now? What makes this compelling to them today? And the third, I'm going to steal from Bruce Marcus. I recently had the opportunity to interview him for Growth Strategies, so watch for that interview.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, the most important thing that you need to think about when you're writing anything is, what do I want that person to know, think, or feel after they read or hear this message? And I think that, again, is so simple but so profound. Mm-hmm. Because the best writing, the best anything, the best messages make one single point, and they make it well.
Wonderful. Well, that was awesome, because, you know, we could always learn new things, Laura, as you realize. And those are great questions that we could ask ourselves every time we start to do any project, you know, whether that's an interview or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pick up the phone and talk to a colleague, you know. What's the one thing that I really want to communicate?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
You have to be courageous. And I say this, it's definitely something that I've kind of come to understand over my 15 years in the industry, but the best marketing takes a stand. Otherwise, you just, you know, you just sound like everyone else. And I mentioned before, if what you're saying is pretty much the same as what your competitor's saying, you're not winning any points with the people you're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm. So it's spending that extra time to really make sure that you are putting your own spin, if you will, or enhancing that information with your own knowledge and perspective.
Yeah, and I would say more than the marketer's information and knowledge, which it is mm-hmm. also an important perspective, making sure that you are bringing the firm's point of view to light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my advice to any accounting firm leader would be the same, you know, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to put your perspective out there and ask, what is our point of view? So, you know, I think that any firm, it would be so powerful if they said, okay, practice by practice, you know, department by department, what is our point of view? What is something that we can take a stand on? And then all of your content is driven by that point of view.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Any last words of advice?
Yeah. So taking a stand and putting a point of view out there is risky, and it's scary because you might be wrong. And CPAs don't like to be wrong for very good reasons. I mean, there are some mm-hmm. serious consequences when you're talking about auditing or taxes. But just, again, in marketing, you have to take risks, because otherwise you just end up sounding like everybody else. And I just have to say that, you know, this, again, is something that I've had to come to understand, because I certainly don't like to be wrong either.
Mm-hmm.
But for a writer, you know, perfectionism is one of your worst enemies, because you can always improve your writing. But at some point, you have to get it out there, and that applies mm-hmm. to marketing too.
Right.
You know, it's not saying that you need to just, you know, throw stuff out there. But when it comes to competing for clients, what's even worse than having a wrong answer is having the right answer and not letting anyone know about it. So I
Very
think the best piece of
point.
Advice that I can give accounting firm leaders is, don't let the fear of being wrong paralyze you and keep you from telling a compelling story.
Oh, that was very well said, Laura. That's a great point. We've been talking this morning to Laura Bardi Sparks, freelance writer and owner of Creative Sparks, and the 2012 Association for Accounting Marketing Volunteer of the Year. Laura, congratulations again, and thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Jean. Take care.